Welcome back to Marvel Shawarma, Season 5.
Episode 1.
Now, if you are a regular listener of the podcast, you noticed that there was something new at the beginning of this episode.
Ooh.
We somehow took this podcast that was already garbage for your ears and made it
into even trashier.
A steaming pile of garbage for your ears with our excellent new theme song.
Yes. And if you'd like to give us any feedback on it, you can email us at marvelshawarmapodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
Is it too short? Is it too long? Is it too stupid? Just email us and let us know.
Not stupid enough? You can tell us that as
yes.
well. So that was our big surprise that we mentioned at the end of the last season. Are you surprised?
Well, are you asking me? I was here the whole time. Oh, wow. Yes, a theme song. Where did that come from? I had no idea.
Anyway, this is our weekly comedy podcast loosely based on the Marvel Universe.
He's Matt. I'm Leonor.
And we're here to talk to you about Marvel and...
other stuff.
And other stuff. And other stuff.
Other
yeah,
stuff.
That's right. Yeah, man's law.
God's law.
Marvel's law. Stan's law. Anyway, we're going to not do any of our usual announcements because we've done them already, right?
Rate, review, subscribe. Maybe we'll just go straight into our Marvel Media Corner.
We haven't written the music for that yet. We didn't
Maybe
go too crazy.
Episode.
Maybe next episode or next season. Next season we'll
next
add
next year.
Each season we'll add a little bit more music until the entire podcast
it's
is
just
one,
music.
One theme song to the next.
Oh god.
So, Marvel Media Corner, which is where we talk about something that is Marvel related. That
Marvel merch, basically.
Marvel merch, yeah, that's good. Not Marvel Mercs, by the way.
I was about to say, every time I get a Deadpool theme thing, I think Merc merch.
Yeah. Merc merch, yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Marketing point.
Mm-hmm. Marvel Shawarma Merc merch.
Merc full Shawarma?
Merc merch.
Shwarv Merc. Schwerv merch.
Let's see. Mashwa murmur.
What? Okay. Anyway, what we're talking about this week is a game that I bought a while back.
A while back.
Well, not a while back, but like a month or so ago.
In the new year.
Yes, true.
Right. And that game is called?
Well, I got to tell the backstory.
Oh,
you don't
please.
Just jump into a superhero
Sorry.
Story.
Yeah. Give us
you
the...
give us the backstory.
Yeah, that's right. Every superhero or superhero related game needs a backstory.
Exactly.
Da-da-da-da-da.
One day, Jimmy was walking down the street when suddenly... Anyway,
so let's
that's
start.
Not the story of the game.
Your parents were murdered by criminals.
Yes, and I decided to put on a costume of a flying mammal.
And go to a store and buy a game.
Yes.
I'm so sad. My parents are dead, but I'll play this game to fill the hole.
Anyway. I was playing cards the other day, Go Fish or something,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I wonder if there are any Marvel playing cards, like the nerd that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my handy dandy internet.
Yes.
And I Googled.
Is this your own personal internet? Or
yes,
the
this
one
is
that the
my
rest of
internet.
Us are a part of.
Oh, my. No.
Okay.
I Googled Marvel playing cards.
Yeah, don't you mean you Googled?
Yes, I Marvel playing cards. And
yes.
What came up was like, trading cards, and I was like, this is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And so I was like scrolling through all the product section.
So you were like looking for
a deck.
What would be a deck of cards, but like with Marvel characters as,
yes.
you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's kind of no like... one in cards, Dad.
Well, there's the ace, right? I mean.
Yeah, so ace, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
So, and then I found this from Kohl's. Marvel apples to apples. If you know me, you know I like apples to apples.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
So when I found this, my mind was exploticated. I had to get it.
And we should explain that for anyone who doesn't know what apples to apples is, that is an already existing card-based game.
Where you try to come up like the funniest description for an adjective, or funniest things relating to an adjective.
Right.
Or whatever.
So you found Marvel.
Apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
And I pulled my money,
yes.
my allowance money,
right.
and I bought it.
Yes.
It came.
I'm glad that you bought it and didn't just go into the store and take it. That's good to hear.
I'm glad I didn't even go into the store at this
that's,
point.
That's true, because it came
in
via
the mail.
Delivery, like so many of us now are
yeah.
using.
We're coming in the mail via delivery?
Yes, by the way, folks.
Hey, Rachel, what's up? Oh, my God.
If you want to order Marvel Shawarma in the mail... Just send us your address.
We'll do birthday parties, weddings, funerals, anything.
Yeah. You've heard our eulogies. They're great. And in fact, one of us is willing to climb inside the coffin.
Especially if it's full of licorice jelly beans. I love licorice jelly beans.
That would literally kill me, being stuck in a coffin full of licorice jelly beans.
You're a monster. Anyway, so I bought this game and it arrived. And originally, so two of the people in my family are not like Marvel fans.
Right.
They'll tolerate me talking about it
yes.
because we have to share the same space.
I am one of those two people, by the way.
No, he's not. So the only person I was playing it with was Dad. And so we were trying to you're technically supposed to have four people to play the game.
Right.
So I was trying to adapt the game. We were trying to adapt the game. And at first we had like, you know, we only played with two players, but then that got kind of boring. So then we had the idea.
Well, and I mean, we should explain the thing that made it boring is the way Apples to Apples works. Again, if you haven't ever played the game, which probably our listeners, most of them have, I'm sure. But you have a green card, which has some kind of characteristic on it, like funny or impossible.
Et cetera, yeah.
And you have to play a card that kind of represents that or doesn't represent it, you know, as funny or ironic or fitting. And somebody's supposed to judge which card is most appropriate. But when you only have two people, it's hard to have that system, right?
Exactly. So then we developed this system. It's like War, except for...
Marvel Nerds?
Yeah, exactly. It's Marvel Nerd War.
Yeah.
So way Apples to Apples works, you could basically sort them into three categories: people, actions, and things, places, occupations.
Right. So those are the red cards in Apples to Apples.
So we sorted them into people, actions, and things/places/occupations.
Right.
And what you do is you have a green card. So let's say destructive.
Right.
So you'd flip over a person. We had the leader. You flip over an action. Being pregnant, you flip over an object, which is just what we call them, even though it's things/places/possession. But no one wants to say that, so it's just things.
Right.
A booger was the card that came up. So it was the leader being pregnant with a booger.
Right.
That's not necessarily destructive, so it wouldn't fit it, but it was still hilarious. So that's part of the fun of the game.
Can I make a quick suggestion?
No. Yes, go ahead.
Should we maybe pause the recording, go grab the decks, and we can give the listeners some examples of what kinds of combinations are coming up?
Sure, why not? And we're back.
That's right.
Which seemed like no time. We've got our box. Can hear all the cards clunking around.
Yeah. We're doing... This is great podcast.
Yes.
Listen to these sound effects.
Yes. Card clinking. Podcast.
So we have our three piles. We each have three piles. I don't know why we put out so many cards. We're going to do about 50 of these. I hope. Strap in, people. Because you're in for a wild and boring ride.
Yes, you can listen to people flip over cards. How exciting is that?
Tell all your friends, Marvel Shawarma, it's the best. So we have our three piles, one pile of heroes or people, one pile of actions, and another pile of...
Fangs.
So
I'll go first. The criteria is destructive.
All right.
Flip card, Aunt May. Flip another card, falling. Flip another card into a giant spider. So how the cards work is you have to put together a sentence. You can do it any way you can.
Yeah.
So I got the cards Aunt May, falling, and giant spiders. So I guess I could have done Aunt May falling on a giant spider.
Right, like riding a giant spider off a building.
Or Aunt May falling, turning into a giant spider.
Oh, God. That would be so gross to be falling on top of a... I mean, I guess it would kind of be good because if the... Let's say the spider's still alive.
But what if you just scorch through it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if...
How strong is its abdomen?
If you're falling on the giant spider, it could shoot out a web and potentially break your fall. But if the spider is passed out or sleeping or maybe it had too much to drink or who knows what, when you hit the pavement at the bottom, that is going to be an explosion of bug juice.
Is that Aunt May?
Yeah. Oh, God! And I'm covered in bug guts! Get me out of here, Peter!
It sounds like Wolverine!
No, it has a little bit of a feminine lilt to it. I don't know if you noticed.
Again! Again! Oh, God! Peter!
I cannot think of anything. I'm glad we're starting off with something totally revolting here. So, okay, so yours was, want to remind
us... Aunt May falling on a giant spider.
On a giant spider, okay. I mean, that could go either way, right?
I mean, that's not totally destructive.
Or even if you were falling and the spider was down at the bottom.
I think this is enough thinking about a giant spider.
Okay, mine is MODOK.
Ooh.
Which, if you're not familiar, is one of the more creepier characters. Taking a selfie with a magic shield.
Neither of these are destructive.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with my magic shield. Click. MODOK has the worst Instagram account ever.
It just, his arms are like T-Rex arms, so they're just all shots of his mouth.
Yeah, just like the side of his bubble or whatever it is.
Chair or whatever.
MODOK, one of the most intelligent supervillains who still cannot figure out how to have a good Instagram feed.
It's his one weakness. Yeah. Almost his kryptonite, you might say.
Yeah. So then the question becomes, which of these fits the criteria of being most destructive?
This is the part where you have to cooperate with the other person.
Yeah, so this is the thing we like about the game, is there is some discussion about it.
Yeah.
And you have to be good-spirited.
Yeah.
I think yours is more destructive than mine.
I agree, because... I mean,
unless somehow a camera flash would drive MODOK insane and he would, like, go on a rampage. But that's not necessarily implicit.
It's not in the cards.
It's not in the cards!
Oh! Oh, God, I'm so funny. All right.
So I think you win.
Great. I'm amazing.
I guess, yeah, we probably shouldn't. Let's do three more rounds.
Yay! The whole deck!
5 hours later. If you're interested in playing this game, and if you do, let us know what kind of combinations you come up with. We've come up with some pretty funny ones. Like you said, the leader being pregnant with a booger. That was a pretty good one. And I'm just going to suggest that maybe, since we came up this game and it's a little bit based on the game of war, I think we should call it Warville.
We're done.
Any thoughts?
No.
That brings us to segment one of season 5, which we always change up the first segment for our new seasons.
Right.
And for this season, we're doing something that was not suggested to us by friends of the podcast, Coleman and Todd.
Okay, Dad!
I feel a little bad about how we kind of jokingly distanced ourselves from them in the last episode. So I feel like maybe to make up for that, we should just...
I think you're overthinking this,
Dad. Am I overthinking this?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
They're not going to, like, defriend you on Facebook.
Anyway, our new segment for this season, which you may have guessed if you read the episode description.
Season description.
Or the updated podcast description. We don't do season
description. Yeah, I put that in as a little Easter egg.
You put a little tweak in there, a little twerk.
What?
No, I mean a tweak.
Okay, just continue description.
Okay, so we haven't really figured out how we're going to do this segment just yet, but...
We like doing things on the fly.
Yeah.
Nightwing in it. That's his thing. Copyright Nightwing.
Oh, I think Pun Stash is in the house, right?
Yep. Mm.
This segment, have I said what the segment is yet?
Nope! Talk about the segment.
Longest introduction ever. So this is a segment that we're calling Marvel Maladies. Steve, maybe I shouldn't give it such a heroic.
Yeah, people are sick and dying.
It's hilarious. Wait, is this a good idea? I'm kind of worried about this now.
I mean, I don't think any of these are totally fatal, are they?
No, I don't think so. So
only Deadpool cancer.
I have here a list of Marvel maladies that I have imagined, you know, sort of
based, from your brain,
based on the members of the Marvel Universe. I'm going to read this list to you, and you let me know which one you'd like to hear more about.
Right. Are we going to use this every time?
We'll see how it goes.
Cool. And
it's
here,
called improv.
When he reads them off, if I choose one and you're like, no, you should have done the other, you can email us at marvelshawarmapodcast@gmail.com.
Right. Yes. If you hear any maladies that you would like to know more about.
Or if you've got an idea for a malady.
Send us a message. So this is a bit of a long list. I apologize for this, but here goes.
I came up with too many ideas that are smart and funny. I'm so sorry.
No, I don't think any of these are smart or funny.
I came up with too many ideas. I'm so sorry.
All right, here we go. The first one is Kovic.
I hate you.
Cap Tooth.
Right.
Black Widow's Peak.
What?
Hawk Eyes.
Oh, God.
Dr. Doom's Intestinal Plumes. Thornail, Star-Lordosis.
Star-Lordosis? That doesn't make any sense.
Hela's Torso Spikes, and MODOK's Kidney Rocks.
I don't even know where to start with that list. Just let me take a look at this.
So, which one would you like to hear more about?
I need to know about Black Widow's Peak. What is that?
Black Widow's Peak. Okay. Well, that is a hair-based malady.
Right.
Where your the hair on the top of your head. You know,
only on the top of your head.
Yeah, just the hair on the top of your head, not anywhere else on your body. If you're someone that has chest hair, you don't have to worry about that. Chest hair is not affected by Black Widow's peak, or any other hair.
Maybe we should just call it Widow's peak.
Well, that's, have you ever heard of a widow's peak?
No. Oh, so it is a pun. Yeah. Okay.
Of course it is.
I don't know.
Would I not pun?
I thought you were just coming up with some stuff.
Okay.
I mean, Dr. Doom's intestinal plumes is not a pun.
No, that's a plun.
It may be a plun.
It's definitely a plun. No, that one's not a plun.
What about a thornail?
A thornail. What?
Thornail's not a pun.
Yes, it is. There's a doornail. Dead as a doornail.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
No anyway. One uses doornails anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, to get back to Black Widow's peak. So a widow's peak is when you have basically the opposite of the hairline that I have, which is no hairline. When your hairline on the front of your head comes to a point.
Oh, so it's like the widow's peak. It's like the first Punisher iteration. Oh, his hair was like super pointy on his forehead.
Maybe he had Black Widow's peak.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was so unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
We just cured Frank. Well, we didn't cure. We diagnosed Frank Castle with Black Widow's peak. So how does Widow's Peak differ from Black Widow's Peak?
So a Widow's Peak is just a physical description of someone's hairline. But a Black Widow's Peak is when your hairline...
Does it connect to your eyebrows?
It's so sharp and pointy that it comes down and connects to your eyebrows and is lethal. Both to you and the other people around
you. So is it like a slow kill for you, but then like whenever somebody walks near you, your eyebrows / hair are just like, pew, pew, poing,
yeah.
Poing.
Yeah, it shoots out little electro...
So it's like the Glaceon of the Marvel world?
I don't know what Glaceon is.
Is
he
a
superhero? Oh, okay.
They can like freeze their fur and then shoot it out in little needles?
Yes, that is exactly it. Yeah. Except your hair shoots out in
like little needles.
Electrified spikes.
Oh, electrified?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, that's
where do you just generate this electricity? Bioelectricity?
That's actually a really good question. And there was recently a study at...
Really? I'm interested in this study.
There was recently a study at the Columbia University...
Columbia.
Columbia.
Wow, that doesn't sound like anything. What a way to disguise a name.
Columbia University Black Widow's Peak Research University. Research Institute, excuse me.
Okay.
And that is two peaks in there.
I see.
Because it's peak research. It's not just regular research. It's peak research. Research
okay.
at the apex.
Research at the apex!
So what they did is they got a bunch of people who suffer from this malady. They cut them open. They cut their heads off. Not their heads. I mean, just the top of their heads.
Okay.
Like you're doing brain surgery. And they actually found that there was an extra gland inside the brain, which they called the Snarkbargle gland. Which
grand?
Is,
Snarkbargle
Grand gland.
Ah.
Which is named after Dr. Snarkbargle Grand.
Nice.
And that's actually an electricity generating gland right next to the pituitary gland and the
head fart.
Yeah, exactly. I have now exhausted my knowledge of cranial anatomy.
There's like a gland in your throat, nose area.
Yeah.
That gland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Big brain.
So that is Black Widow's peak.
I just sniffed really loudly. That's going to sound horrible.
It is very dangerous. Now, you can mitigate the effects of Black Widow's peak by wearing a rubber bubble over your head.
Right.
So if
you suffocate and die.
No, there's
that is the treatment.
They make it so that there is a little window for your eyes so you can see where you're going, and then there's a little snorkel that comes up off the top that you breathe
so
through.
So would the hair that you shoot just rebound and hit you in the face?
Well, it's not triggered. It's not triggered because it is based on a kind of echolocation sensibility that the hair has.
So it's like Daredevil's radar sense.
Except contained in your hair follicles.
That's so weird. This has gone off the rails. Okay, I'm done.
This is a serious.
Let's move on.
It affects a lot of people in the Marvel Universe, I'm convinced. Okay, well, now that we're all informed about Black Widow's Peak and...
You can donate at blackwidowspeak.com.
Yes, Yeah.com. If you want to donate to the research center that I mentioned at Columbia University.
You got to like tuck your chin into your chest when you say
yeah,
Columbia.
Connect your chin to the lower part of just above your clavicle.
Columbia.
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 All right. So it's time for segment two, which is our usual segment. Which we haven't changed one iota since the very first episode of Marvel Shawarma. Whoa!
Woo!
Who?
He!
Hoo-ah!
Hrock!
This is our roleplay segment where we roleplay a character from the Marvel Universe. We're still doing movies and TV shows, right? We haven't branched out really to any characters that haven't appeared in movies or TV shows.
Yeah, not yet.
So, still working our way through that. And the theme for this season is
Guardians and Defenders. We're going to start out with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then we're going to go into the Defenders.
Right. So should we call it Guffenders?
Dardians?
Dardians. I like
the
that.
The Dardians of the Galaxy.
The Dardians of
the Dardians of Hell's, or the Dardians of the Galaxy's Kitchen.
The Galaxy. That sounds like some kind of really like
Texas
aristocratic universe.
Oh, I thought
it was
like Texas, a Texas eatery. The Dallas-y.
The Dallas-y. Oh, the Dallas-y.
The Dallas-y.
Serving only food from Dallas, which I don't know what that would be.
Yes. Tacos, I guess?
Tex-Mex?
Yes.
Who
McDonald's?
Knows?
McDonald's? We serve anyway. McDonald's, but it's not McDonald's.
Yeah, it's Tex-Onald's. Anyway.
That was a weird laugh. I just laughed.
Apologies to any listeners that might be in Dallas or Texas. I'm sure that your cuisine is delightful.
What a wonderful delightful restaurant. Anyway.
Anyway. So, what...
This week, right, we're doing Star-Lord Goes to a Pawn Shop.
A.K.A. Peter Quayle.
Peter Quayle, right. Dad will be Star-Lord, or yes. Matt, whatever you want to call him, and I will be the pawn shop clerk.
Yes.
There. We're done.
Sounds good.
Done. Finished. Over with.
Finito. Take one.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. That's you walking in with a bell.
Hi, why am I ringing this bell? Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
We put that bell on our door so that we know when somebody walks in.
Oh, I'm sorry I ripped it off the door. Anyway, my name's Star...
What?
My name...
You know how much string costs these days?
You said I was ringing a bell when I walked in.
Yes, that's the doorbell.
Anyway, my name's Star-Lord.
Never heard of you.
I'm looking for a pawn shop. Is this a pawn shop?
Yes, it quite clearly says pawn shop on the outside.
You can either call me Your Lordship or Peter. You choose.
Both of them sound equally disturbing.
Anyway, I need some money to buy some scratch gas for my spaceship.
Right. Well, I think we're in luck. We have some scratch gash.
Okay.
Down the street, and if you trade me for money here.
Yeah. So I have this bell that I would like to pawn.
That's my bell.
No, I just found this.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
That's my bell. Give me my bell.
Well, yeah.
It's my only
no,
friend.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I want to give this bell to you, and you give me some
give
money
me that.
So I can buy some schmarsh gar.
You're holding my business partner.
This bell is your business partner? Hi.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. This is the weirdest planet. Wait, Mr.
You're
Bell?
You're in nowhere. How have you not seen this before?
Mr. Bell, I am so sorry.
It's okay. It happens a lot of times.
Oh, really? Everybody grabs you off the door?
Well, not everybody. Only insane people and rude people and people who are jerks and not everybody else.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, sorry. I guess you can have your business partner back.
Thanks, I guess. Okay, do you have anything actually to pawn?
Well, the only other option is my form-fitting rhino leather suit, which
Where
I got from
Terra. Where did you even get that?
I got it from Terra. I found it.
Isn't rhino leather illegal on Terra?
Possibly, but I think they actually, it's imitation rhino. First of all.
What's an imitation rhino?
It's a synthetic rhino that is 3D printed, and then they skin it and make a form-fitting bodysuit out of it.
they always make a form-fitting body sat out of these invitation rhinos?
A body sat?
A body sat, a body sack? Do they make body sack?
Yes, it is a body sack. You're right, exactly.
I don't have any arms, so I just regard everything as a body sack. I don't have any legs either.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just like a human slug. Well, that's a Terra reference right there.
You're a human slug?
You're a Terran, obviously, so I was trying to put it into dumb terms.
Half Terran. Show some respect for the Lord. What the Lord of the Star.
What?
Star Lord. You ever heard of me?
Who are you?
I'm tired of this conversation. I'm taking so my bell and leaving.
Jimmy, come believe me! No, Bellman! Take two.
Hello?
Hello, come on in.
Hello?
Hi.
Is anybody here?
Yes. Hello. Down here on the floor. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Flounder. What are you doing down there?
What do you mean? This is how I get around. What are you doing up there?
I have never seen a sentient puddle before. What kind of being are you?
I'm a Hargnarkian.
Oh, hi, Mr. Hargnarkian.
I don't call you Mr. Terran. My name isn't Mr. Hargnarkian.
What is your name, then? I can't say that. I'm just going to call
you... You can just call me Jimmy for short. Okay. I love that name, apparently.
All right, Jimmy for short. My name is Peter Quail. Quill.
Hello, my name is Peter Quail. Quill.
I'm here to pawn a few things. Are you open for business right now? Are you accepting things?
Yes.
Okay. Great. I've got an Infinity Stone.
Would
you like one?
No! Get that out of my shop!
Okay.
What are you doing? What? Wait, which Infinity Stone?
It's the purple one.
Oh, the purple one.
I call it the Grape Infinity Stone. I don't know if you've tasted it, but... I gave it a lick.
How did you
like
not
a lollipop.
Get destroyed? What? Well, you don't even make any sense!
I did lose all the feeling in my tongue.
After how long?
I stuck it in my mouth. For how long?
You lost all feeling in your tongue after you stuck it in your mouth?
I still can't feel my tongue, really. That's why I talk like this.
What?
My name's Peter Quill. And, I stuck an Infinity Stone in my mouth, and now I have all kinds of trouble talking, and I have this saliva issue where...
Do you have anything else to pawn? I don't need your backstory!
I got this Trath Panda here. Would you like... What are you talking about, Quill? I'm not for sale! Oh, sorry, Rocket. I thought you were for sale.
I don't... What is wrong with you?
Let's see. I got some hair clippings. Gru gave me a haircut the other day. You want a bag of hair?
No!
Star-Lord's hair! Everybody wants some.
No one knows who you are!
What? I'm Star-Lord.
I can't even understand what you're saying.
Star-Lord. And Star-Lord. My name is Star-Lord.
Hello, Chitauri back security. I'd like you to remove this man from my store.
No.
I'd like you to remove this man from my store.
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Yes. Remove him from the store. Oh, thank God he's gone. Oh, no.
Take three.
Hello. Welcome to my pawn shop.
Hello there, sir. My name's...
I'm a woman.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. I'm so...
Are you okay?
Oh, gosh. Chest pains.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. I'm fine. Let me just... Yeah, there we go.
What?
I have this Infinity Stone. I rub it on my chest whenever my heart hurts a little.
You have an... Wait, rewind there. You have an Infinity Stone?
No, I didn't say that.
What?
My name's Peter Quill. You may have heard of me. Star-Lord, International Intergalactic Outlaw, Man.
I've heard you conduct with Bozo.
Bozo?
Yeah. They say... Star-Lord, that bozo. I've never heard of you,
what?
Man,
no,
or whatever.
Nobody says that.
Star-Lord, man, a bozo.
Anyway, I got some stuff to sell.
What kind of stuff?
Well, I got
a
bunch of...
Oh, my voice changed for a minute there.
I got a bunch of space junk.
What kind of space junk? Is it anything useful or is it just space junk?
It's a bunch of milk crates I found floating outside of Alpha Chitauri.
Oh my god,
22.
Those are radioactive milk crates!
Yeah,
get those out of my store!
With radioactive milk inside.
No!
It's called Hulk juice.
Ew!
It's gamma radiation. You drink it and you Hulk out. Roar!
Leave my store immediately.
What? No.
Pork.
But I love
pork.
You.
What?
I love you. You are my long lost love.
Okay, done.
Please.
Bye.
Okay, that concludes episode 1 of season 5 of Marvel Shwarma. My name is Schmiert.
And my name is Schmiernir. And tune in the next time you decide to listen to this, which
may be
never.
I live on Yondu's dashboard.
I'm a flounder. Peter! Ah!
Is this a good idea? I'm kind of worried about this now.